Okay, so let's begin. So last week we spoke a little bit about Ki Rav Ve'em, so I want to continue that topic, but as it relates to this week's parsha, and that's based on the discussion between Yaakov and Yosef. And Yaakov asks Yosef to make sure he's buried in Eretz Yisrael and Ma'as Machpelah. He says to him in the pasuk, it's a beautiful maradiskin, just understanding Pashup Shah in the pasuk. So he says to him, "Vayomer lo, no matasi chayin beinech." If you find favor, if you have the heart to bury me in Ma'as Machpelah, I ask of you, and he makes him take a shvua. So ask the Maral Diskin, ask Kasha. How come Yaakov had to ask of him? He should have said, "I'm mitzava you, Yosef, you're my son. I'm mitzava you to bury me in Ma'as Machpelah." Why is he requesting him? "No, matzazichain, if you could please do so." So says the El Mipneshi Yaakov Avinu Ratzah Shishbalo. Says Maral Diskin, Yaakov Avinu wanted to make Yosef take a shua. Why do you have to take a shua? Because otherwise Paro wouldn't let Yosef leave. Wouldn't let them take care of it. Or at least Yaakov go be buried. So he had to make him take a shua. Now the problem is, if Yaakov really wanted him to take a shua, Yosef take a shua, you can't take a shua in a mitzvah. Right? Says Maral Diskin, Im Kain, if Yaakov really wanted Yosef to take a shua, it's Kemar Nishba L'Kai Mitzvah, the Gemara says, to lo have a shua. If you take a shua on a mitzvah, it's not chal. Mushma Mehar Sinai. We're ready taking a shua from Kabbalah Satorah. So a shua won't be chal because he's a mitzvah to listen to his father. So how could Yaakov force Yosef that a shua should be chal? That's the question he asks. Al Karchach says in Meral Diskin, Bi Keshmi Menu Bederch Bakasha. He asked of him, if he gave a tzava, that's a mitzvah kibud av, and shua can be chal on a mitzvah kibud av, but if you ask derech bakasha, that's just a request. I'm asking you to do me a tova, not mitzvah kibud av. And since it's derech bakasha, kidei she b'ritzon ha'tov, if you want to be nice to me, he says to his son Yosef, val diburav, on his request, yochol lashbio, so you can force him to take a shua on that. And now that's pashup shat in the pasuk. It says, v'zeu shomer lo v'asisa imadi chesed v'emes. What does chesed and emes mean? So Rashi says it means chesed shel emes. It's really the same. It's a phrase that the best chesed is chesed shel emes. As we know, burying the dead, it can't be repaid back from the mace himself. That's the ultimate chesed shel emes. But says Maral Diskin, Pashup Shad is it's chesed v'emes, two different things. What's a chesed and emes? The chesed was he didn't ask him, he didn't say to do the kibrav. He requested a chesed, do me a chesed. But once he said it's a chesed, now that allows the shvu to be chal, to be emes. The shvu makes it into emes. That's the chesed ve'emes, says Maral Diskin. Either way, what comes out from this beautiful pshat is, there's a mitzvah of kibud av la'achar misa. I mean, if Yosef didn't have to listen to it, but elamai, it must be the mitzvah of kibud av exists even after Yaakov Avinu dies. So this is brought down in the Gemara, which we'll see in just a moment. But there's a machlokis, whether or not the mitzvah to listen to a parent after the parent has already been nifter, is that a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah midirabanan? The Yireim assumes it's a mitzvah deraisa, but the Tiferes Yisrael on the Gemara's and Kedushin holds it's only a mitzvah midirabanan. And he brings a raya, a very interesting raya. There's a Gemara in the Kedushin Laman Al from Rebbeiz, where Rav Asi is asking whether or not you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go visit his mother. Is that allowed? The mitzvah of kibud av. And Rabbi Yochanan isn't really sure. And then at the end of the day, he went out to go visit his mother anyways, because it seemed like it was okay to leave Eretz Yisrael, even though normally there's a lav to leave Eretz Yisrael. But if it's for the mitzvah of kibud av, or maybe for limud haTorah, you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Ase docha, lo sase. So Rav Asi goes to visit his mother. By the time he shows up, his mother died. He says, had I known, I wouldn't have went to visit her. So says Tiferes Yisrael, must be, why not? Isn't there a mitzvah to honor the mother even after she dies to go visit the kever or visit the mace? Isn't there such a mitzvah of kibud av even afterwards? So he says, of course there's a mitzvah to honor after she died. But that mitzvah is only a mitzvah midirabanan. If she was alive, that's a mitzvah deraisa, that's docha de lo sase of leaving Eretz Yisrael. But after she dies, it's only a mitzvah midirabanan, and that would not be docha the iser to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael assumes. Either way, there's a machlokas whether such a mitzvah of kibud av la'achar misa is a din deraisa or a din midirabanan. Now take a look at number 3. This is the Gemara in Kedushin that tells us directly that there is a mitzvah to honor a parent after they die. Number three, Ketushin Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis says, reading just the bold, the top line for a moment, Tanu Rabbanan Mechabdo B'chayav U'Mechabdo Miboso. One must honor the parent both when they're alive and also after they're dead. Two lines down, the underline. How do you do Bimoso Ketad? How does one show proper respect to a parent after they've died? Haya Omer Davar Shmuel Mipiv. If you're quoting something that they say, Lo Yomar, don't say Kach Amar Abba. This is what my father says. Ella Kach Amar Abba Mori. My father, my teacher, Hareini Kaparas Mishkava. Hareini Kaparas Mishkava, Rashi says, means, it's a hard thing to hold, to understand, but the child is saying, Alai Yavo Kora Haroi Lavo Al Nafsho. On me, I should experience all the evil, all the pain, all the difficulties that my father is going to have. Let me take that upon myself. There's some expression of kapara. So that's what the Gemara says you should say when quoting your father, Abba Mori Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo. And the Gemara qualifies, Hani Mili Toch Shtemas Achodesh, only within 12 months of his Petira. Mikan Ve'elach, from that point on, Omer Zichrono Levracha Lechai Hol Ma'aba. People just say, Zichrono Levracha, but it really means Zichrono Levracha Lechai Hol Ma'aba. So the first 12 months where the parent is possibly being judged in Gehenim, after that, where he's hopefully in Olam Haba, you say Zichrono Levracha. Those are the two different things. So saying your father's name and that proper phrase of Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo and Zichrono Levracha is a way one shows proper honor to the parent La'achar Misa. Now, what types of statements does one have to say this? When they quote their father in Torah? When they quote their father his political views? When they quote their father his business ideas? Which elements does one have to say Zichrono Levracha and Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo? So Tos Riazakin, Bar Ilan doesn't have their parish, and I don't know why, but either way, he says only when you quote Divrei Torah from the father, do you have to give the proper respect of Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo and Zichron Levracha respectively. But anything outside the realm of Torah, one need not say these terms. The Darche Moshe, however, quotes from Rabbeinu Yerucham, who argues, Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishon HaOld, number six, Dehu hadin in Amar befiv shar dvarim below beis medrash afal pish eino dvar shmua. Anytime one mentions his father's name, whether it's again Torah, it's political, it's business related, it's sports related, whatever topic it might be, one should always say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo or Zichron Levracha, depending on what to how far after the Petira it was. And the Taz asks now an interesting question. We know when it comes to Kaddish for a parent, one says Kaddish only 11 months, not beyond that. Really, Mikadin, one goes 12 months, because a person could be judged as long as 12 months. But that's for Russia. We don't want to assume our parents or anyone's parents is considered Russia, so we always stop after 11 months, lest we suspect our parent is a Russia. So what would happen with Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo? Seemingly, we should also stop at 11 months too, and not go beyond into the 12 months and not say Hareini Mishkavo, Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo. So what should one do? So Taz says the following. If you look at number 7, the second paragraph. Tzrichin lomar, d'shayni le'inin Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo, that's different than Kaddish. I mean, Kaddish we stop after 11 months. Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo we go 12 months. Why? Kevin de la'achar yud beis cholish tzarech lomar zal. We have to say zichron levracha, which means zichronu levracha l'chayil ma'abo. After 12 months, we must say that. V'chein omrim, we say that afilu al adam achi, even a non-relative, we say about a person who died, zichron levracha, or zeichat tzadik levracha. Achar shemeis nimsa de becholdish hayud beis, in the 12th month itself, ef shalomar zichron levracha. We can say zichron levracha, which means zichron levracha l'chayil ha'ma'aba, because shema lo zacha died. Maybe the parent didn't make it, the guy didn't just yet. Maybe he needed another month. And yesh kan sheker, that would be lying to say zichron levracha, and the parent isn't yet in Gan Eden, that's sheker. We can't speak sheker. So you can't say Zichron Levracha early. V'im lo yomar kum, if we don't say anything, you just quote your father, but we don't say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo either, then Ella Abba Mori, my father, Abi Mori, yezeh zilzil, that's a zilzil to the father, shiodim shemes, everybody knows he's dead, so you need to give him some title. So Zichron Levracha doesn't really work because it might not be true. And to say nothing, that's a zilzil. So you're stuck, and therefore al kein mutav to say something lahaskirim b'shem Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo. That's the best option we have. She'ein zazilz, it's not such a zilzul, he says, why? Because even when it comes to a tzaddik who dies, their children will still say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavel during that first year, so everybody gets the same treatment. So again, Zichron Levracha might be Sheker. To say nothing would be a zilzul. Hareini Kaparis Mishkavel is the best bet, says the Taz. That's what you have to do. As opposed to Kaddish, he says, Kaddish, if you look at the last two lines, Masha'in came when it comes Litin in Kaddish. Haderech HaYoser Nachon, the best practice for Kaddish is to stop after 11 months. Shelo Lomar Klum, you shouldn't say anything. V'ein Reim Saklal, it's not a Reisa to stop early. B'zeh Ahol V'aben Hu B'shev Yal Tassi, the son doesn't do anything. It's not a Zilzil. No one goes beyond 11 months. And even if father might not be Zocha, okay, it's better that than to do something that's lying. Meaning, Af Imeinu Zocha Adayin, even though the parent may not be Zocha yet to Gan Eden, Mikom Malkum Ein Sheker. As long as you're not saying any sheker. So therefore, by Kaddish, if you say Kaddish for too long and the parent already was Zocha the Gan Eden, that might seem like it's some level of sheker that's there. Better for Kaddish to not say anything, as opposed to Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo to say something. Now the Taz doesn't seem so clear. I don't really see the chilik so much. Either you should say Kaddish all 12 months, Hareini Mishkavo, Kaparis Mishkavo all 12 months, or stop short. I don't understand the chilik so much, but that's the Taz's shita. The Shach argues. The Shach says as follows. He says, number 8, Gam toch yud beis chodesh yachol omar zal, he thinks one can actually say Zichron Levracha even within 12 months. Rak to the Acher yud beis chodesh lo yomar Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo. He says it's a problem to say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo too long, but it's not a problem to say Zichron Levracha too early. That's what he says, and that's the Shach's psak. So what does one do during the 12th month of Lemaisa? Rabbi Yashu says you could say both. The best practice is to say Hareini Kaparis Mishkavo and Zichron Levracha, both them, and that's what he thinks is the best. This way you're kind of, you know, you're Yotzei the Shach, Yotzei the Taz, even though there might be some steerer there. He felt you're trying to do the best you can, you're trying to show proper honor without disrespecting one's parent, and that was the suggestion of Rav Yashiv. Now, what other areas of Kibud Av exist L'Acher Misa? What other areas are there? So, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has the following distinction. He makes the following chilek. He says, the only type of honor one has to do l'acher misa is that which directly honors the father or the mother. Anything that's the indirect, one would not have a chiv to do. What would be considered indirect? So we call something that's called nachas ruach. There's a mitzvah, let's say a father is remarried, so a person now has a stepmother. So there's a chiv to honor one's stepmother, eishes av. Now that requirement to honor a stepmother is not really honor to your father. It gives nachas ruach to your father. But it's not being mechabed your father. It gives him, he's happy when you honor his wife. And so to Achiv Gadol, older brother, the Gemara in Ksubis teaches us, there's a mitzvah to honor the older brother. Not because honoring the older brother is considered honoring your father, but gives nachas ruach to the father. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the only chiv kavo that exists l'achar misa, if it gives direct honor to the father, but anything that's nachas ruach doesn't exist. In other words, la'achar misa, one need not show honor anymore to a stepmother, nor to an older brother. That's what he writes. Look at number 9. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes this both in Kedushin and also in his Shuvah Samiches. U'lazet tzarech lomer l'chalik, di'inin shu kavod v'gedula batzmuso, anything that gives direct honor and respect to the father, kimo lomer abba mori, and zal, and hakareini kabas mishkavo, if that elevates the status, the honor, the respect deserved by the father, that is warranted even after the father dies. That which just you give nachas ruach, you make him happy, but that's not giving direct honor. When you feed a father, drink, give him to drink, obviously it doesn't exist after he dies. But these are examples, even when the father's alive, when one feeds and one gives drink to the father, he says that's not called direct honor of the father. That's called limnoa tsaros of aviv, holding back any tsar from the father. That's not honor. Honor is calling your father avamori zal, avamori hareini kaparis mishkavo. That's honor. But feeding and drinking is not called honoring him. That's just not showing disrespect, not giving any distress. Anything in that category, one would not have to continue to do after the parent has died. And he says, michlal hazeh, included in that category of what's called nachas ruach to the father, is l'chabed eishes aviv v'achiv hagadol shu inin nachas ruach l'aviv. It just gives nachas ruach to the father, and it's menias tsaro and holds back any pain that he might have, but that's not called direct honor to the parent, and that doesn't exist lachar misa. That's the chilek of Rabbi Akiva. Now, the Chai Adam says another way that one honors is, as we all know, saying Kaddish. Saying Kaddish, of course, is also a din in Kibud Av. There's also an element, we'll see, there's a certain aliyah in the Shama as well, but there's also a mitzvah of Kibud Av there. Rama adds, even more than Kaddish is davening for the Amud. Davening for the Amud, if you look at number 11, he writes, Mishi Yodei L'Hispal, those who know how to daven for the Amud, Yispal V'Yosir Moil Mi Kaddish Yosum Shal Niskan Ela L'Ktanim. More effective is the davening for the Amud than is saying Kaddish. That's the din. And Mishayna Yodei L'Hispal, one who does not know how to daven properly, it does happen often, a person is maybe a Baal Tshuva, doesn't know the Nusach properly, he should just say Yispal Lam Netzeach Uvaltzin at the end. He just comes at the end afterwards. But davening for the Amud is more important than Kaddish. And the Poskim say even more than just davening Stam during the week is davening Matzei Shabbos, the week of the yard site. It's a very, very big thing as well. And the reason they explain is because all the neshamas who are, wherever they are in Gan Eden, they come out Shabbos in Gan Eden. And if one davens Matzei Shabbos, that somehow extends their stay in Gan Eden, so there's a certain skula for the nifter when davening Matzei Shabbos in particular. As we see many shuls, I know in Eish Kodesh a lot, I'm not sure if all shuls do this, but many shuls that have a person as yartzeit that week will daven Matzei Shabbos the week of the yartzeit because of that. Now, a few other halachas that come out, it's not in the Mar Makomos, as follows. Let's say the father requests no hesperidim. Now, hesperidim himself is a fascinating discussion. Many great tzaddikim requested no hesperidim. Sometimes they were listened to, sometimes they were ignored. That's a whole other discussion, whether we should listen to them or not. When it comes to a parent, the parent requests that no hesperidim are said, so one should listen to the request of the parent, because hesperidim is considered a mitzvah of kibud av, and if he doesn't want it, you have to listen. That would be considered a fulfillment of his wishes la'achar misa. But what if the parent says that I don't want you keeping avelus from it? Is the parent allowed to be mochel on that element of kibud av? So the Pischei Tshuva says, legabe shiva and shloshim, one cannot listen to the father's request not to do any avelus, because that's not a din in kibud av. How do we know? Because by any avelus, whether it's a sibling, a spouse, a child, there's always shiva and shloshim, which tells us it's not unique to kibud av. It's not a din kibud av. The din somehow to the neshama of the proper avelus, and therefore the parent has no right to be mochel on that. But the additional full 12-month avelus period, the Yud Beis Chodesh, that the parents get, that is a mitzvah of kibud av, and according to that, the parent can be mochel on that din. If he's mochel on the Yud Beis Chodesh, the child did not have to listen to it. If I recall correctly, I think Rav Shechta's father, he said something about not keeping 12 months, or Kaddish during 12 months, I don't even remember this. He said something about the 12 months, I think he had said because since Rav Shechta was so busy learning and so busy traveling and giving shirim, he didn't want to be matriach his son Rav Shechta. So he's mochel on some element of the Yud Beis Chodesh. I don't remember if it was the Avelis Shibo or the Kaddish Shibo, I forget which one, but there's something like that. We'll have to confirm the details of it. But certainly the Shiva and Shloshim, a parent has no right. That's not a din in Kibud Av. Only the Yud Beis Chodesh is a din in Kibud Av. Okay. Now, we'll just do one last psak from the Yabi Omer. Yabi Omer is not known for pasking like Kabbalah over Halacha. He always prefers Halacha over Kabbalah. But this is an instance where he embraces the Kabbalah over the Halacha. What's the case here? So he's talking about a child. He quotes from the Chidah. That if the children, afilu ein lo banim acherim, if the child doesn't want to say Kaddish and there are no other children, we don't listen to him. The person cannot refuse from saying Kaddish. And even if the father says, you don't have to say Kaddish for me, and seemingly it would be a mitzvah of kibud av, he's mocha on the mitzvah of kibud av, seemingly one should can listen and not say Kaddish for the father. So he quotes from the Arizal, Bishar Kavanos, she'ein tama miras ha-kaddish lahatzil nefesh hames midin gehenim bilvad. It's not only to protect and to save the nefesh, the neshama, from Gehenim only. Kemo shechoshen hamonam, like most people think, it's saving that neshama. Ela yesh bo o to'elas gedola. There's also a proactive, there's an enhancement. Lachnisa lagan eden, lahaloso mimadrega lmadrega. It's not only protecting from the ra, but it's also being mosif kedusha to the neshama as well, adding madrega on top of madrega. And how do we know what's the raya? Because we even say it on Shabbos and Yontif. If Shabbos and Yontif, the neshamas apparently are not Gehenim, but we still say Kaddish. So why is there Kaddish? must be Kaddish isn't only saving from a Gehenim, but it's also being Mosif Kedusha as well, Mimadrega Lemadrega. Im Kain, if that's the case, Ilu Yodaha Nifter. Had the Nifter known, Me'atoelas Hazos, how effective, how powerful Kaddish was, Lahaya Mitzvah Al-Kach, Mitzvah Al-Kach, he wouldn't command his children not to say Kaddish. The Hashanami, the Koi Ba'olam Ha'emes, now that the Nisham is in the Olam Ha'emes, Shapet Miniach Naichalei, Shekho Banav Yom Kaddish. He now knows, he's aware of what's going on, and therefore he would want his children to say Kaddish. So even in an instance where a parent says, you don't have to say Kaddish for me, Yabi Omer quotes from the Chida that one should still say Kaddish because of the incredible Kedusha that it adds to the Nisham. All right.